106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Sacramento State University. Kevin has 2 degrees from there.
Mm-hmm.
He is an alumnus, despite not being on the wall of notable alumni. I know what you're saying. He's not Ryan Coogler. He's not Lester Holt. There are other local celebrities on that wall. I digress.
All right.
That's
calm
not
down.
What we're here to
calm
talk
down.
About. I'm mad for him, Katie. I'm mad for him.
I understand.
Sacramento State is about to make another big blunder, according to Kevin. Who is the mascot of Sacramento State, Kevin?
Herky the Hornet.
Herky the Hornet.
Stingers up.
Stingers
yeah.
up. If you've ever seen Herky, he's a jarring mascot.
He's pretty buff.
He's pretty buff.
He is ripped.
Yeah.
And his face is harsh. And Kevin seems to have an issue with him as well.
Well,
no, he picks on me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I didn't even do anything to him.
I definitely can understand why there is a little bit of beef between the two of them.
You can?
Well, it does seem like when Herky sees him, he really, like, homes in on Kevin.
He does.
Kind of chases him around a little bit.
Yeah. Whenever we're at an event and Herky the Hornet from Sac State is there, he absolutely does gravitate toward Kevin and get a little aggressive with him.
He does.
Yeah, but listen, despite that rivalry,
right,
which is very one-sided. Well, now it's both-sided.
Well, I mean, what is Kevin just supposed to like it?
That's a great point.
Right.
Kevin is going to stick up for Herky here.
Okay.
Because what is going on?
Sac State wants to replace him.
Sac
what?
State
as a mascot.
Sac State might bounce Herky the Hornet and replace him.
Replace him with what?
What are the details here, Kevin?
It says they are considering to replace Herky the Hornet with another mascot, and it seems to be a squirrel.
A squirrel?
Now, that is...
So we'd be the Sac State Squirrels?
Yeah!
That is a bold move for a college to do
right,
that.
Right, what are we going to do with our stingers up? We
right,
can't say
this
stingers
whole,
up anymore.
Oh my God, that's such a good point. Because this is a whole rebrand.
What mm-hmm. would you even say? Fluffy tails up?
Right.
Oh,
I don't,
no.
like, also, like, a squirrel isn't a scary mascot. Like, if I was another team and I was like, oh yeah, we're going to be up against squirrels, I'd be like, okay, adorable.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And getting rid of your mascot... Sorry, you just can't.
Yeah, it's been branded.
There are so many colleges with idiotic, dumb mascots, and you just can't get rid of them. The only way you can get rid of a mascot is if it's racist.
I was just about to say that. I was like, well, I feel like there are a few of that.
And even then, huge pushback takes like 10 years to do a lot of PR. Like, listen, guys, it's problematic that we have this, you know, this Italian stereotype mascot and we call him Mr. Meatball. But like
everybody loves him. Meatball.
Right.
Meatball.
Is it offensive to Italians? Okay. Sure. According to them. But we love Mr. Meatball, you know, like that's the way it always goes. And
right.
then eventually, you know, sometimes the world shuts down during pandemic and then they do it quietly while no one's watching. Okay. And then all of a sudden you're the Washington Commanders. But regardless, though, there's nothing offensive about Herky the Hornet.
No,
so why would they even
attitude
do
towards Kevin?
Wow.
But I mean, other than that.
And even that's up for debate.
Right.
Some people are very entertained by it. But Kevin, I love that you are willing to take somebody that is your known bully
mm-hmm.
and stick up for them.
Well, a squirrel doesn't give me a good rap.
Yeah.
Because I come from Sac State. So if our mascot is a freaking squirrel.
Right,
yeah.
right.
I'm okay.
And he wasn't the mascot when you were there.
No.
That's
not
your mascot.
They said their reason is because we have a lot of squirrels on campus.
Okay, come on.
Right.
All right. So, okay, here's what I think we should do.
Okay.
Doesn't Sac State have a new president?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out who that is. Let's get him on the phone. Let's drag him on to this very low-rated morning radio show.
Sure.
But let's lie to him and say that we're number one. Okay? And let's really nail his feet to the floor. Let's give him the hard gotcha questions.
We want answers.
Yes.
Okay.
And maybe we'll try to talk him out of this.
Well, and you can't just show up and be new and be like, we're not the Hornets anymore.
Right. Guys, I'm allergic, so we're getting rid of the Hornet.
We're going to be the Sac State EpiPens.
kill.
Now that's fun. So okay, all right. So we don't even know his name. All right, so we have to start there. But well, listen, we're gonna do some research.
I Google that,
and we're gonna try to.
It's Luke Wood.
Luke Wood.
Oh yeah,
Dr. Luke Wood.
Okay, I'm glad he has a doctor on there because Luke Wood sounds like it's one word, and it sounds like a spell in Harry Potter.
Not to me.
Luke Wood, and then you turn into wood or something. But okay, we're gonna get Dr. Luke Wood on the show, come hell or high water, and make him answer for getting rid of Herky the Hornet. We do the big work here, right, on the wake up call.
The serious stuff.